Hi there, Estate Agents of the UK. Charlie Lambden here, founder of Best Agent Property. In this video, I'm going to start by reading you the story of an agent who I've never heard of or met before, who got in touch with me last week to say that he just won 12 valuations, 12 market appraisals straight in a row. He won every single one by not overvaluing, by pursuing honesty as the policy. And subsequently has already sold 8 of them. Now, everybody knows that overvaluing happens, and most agents can't see a way around it. Even really good agents really struggle to win instructions in the face of such overwhelming overvaluing by a lot of agents everywhere. But this video, I hope, will be the beginning of your journey of switching from reluctant overvaluing, if you are a reluctant overvaluer, into a different approach in your MAs that will result in a much higher conversion rate of winning the instruction and a much higher conversion rate of instructed to sold and a much shorter time to sold as well, and therefore a smaller fall-through rate as well. Now, as with all good things in life, nothing comes easy, but it is doable. I want to read you this. I'm going to start by reading you. So this is Teddy Kleindienst, I think his surname is pronounced. And I'm just going to show you, he's on LinkedIn here. And he is the area manager at Hunters Exclusive based in Surbiton in London. All right. And I'm going to read you what he sent me. And I keep his handsome mugshot up on there so you know who I'm talking about. Dear Charlie, I was in the hospitality business for a decade and did an exceptional job on all levels, in the end running 5 restaurants in London. That feels big because I always felt on the back foot just being an immigrant from the tiny country of Slovenia. I moved to the UK 7 years ago with absolutely nothing but 50 quid in my pocket in search of a better life. 7 years down the line, I'm happily married, just about to exchange contracts on a maisonette with a garden in the Royal Borough of Kingston-upon-Thames. I haven't always been such a hard worker, but moving abroad forced me to make do. After COVID happened, I decided to make a change in career, and I've always wanted to be an estate agent. You will laugh, but the reason was I wanted to wear a suit and a tie. I am very old-fashioned, and I even wear a tie at home sometimes. I was extremely happy after getting the job. Congratulations, Teddy. You can string a sentence together, you can drive, and accepted a low basic salary. Who wouldn't get that job? I was asked to make do and went door knocking. I came back to the office with a signed multi-agency contract, 1.5% plus VAT on £1 million property. Colleagues and bosses looked at me as if I had just invented fire. They saw the potential in me. Balls of steel, 6'3" tall and fairly fit, and I became their pit bull. Their directions were, tell them the price they want to hear, sign for at least 20 weeks, and then get the price down. And so I did. After a while, my problem was that after spending a decade in custom-oriented business, that despite getting commissions, I knew there was no chance of ever getting those clients to return. Clever boy, Teddy. They've been tricked. They're visibly upset and just happy it's all over. I didn't enjoy it. I became a manager of the branch shortly after, a franchise business, so a lot of freedom, and I've decided to run a no-lies business. No overvaluing, no bullshit, and no slagging off competitors because it's just cheap. I started to lose a lot of business and the franchisees were not happy and I've been pulled aside several times. I said I hated the industry the way it was and I wanted to make it different. I was told this is how it's supposed to be. At the same time, I stumbled upon Best Agent and Moving Home with Charlie, and the more I watched, the more I noticed I'm not alone. I committed. The problem for anybody trying to do the same, in other words, change from overvaluing to being honest, is that you have to accept the fact that in order to make such a big change, you will lose business. You will. There are no two ways about it. You need to explore what works and you need to build the confidence. But once you get there and you start winning and building confidence, I've got people now bringing me bottles into the office, writing big thank you letters and getting business given to me by recommendation. We're not yet the number one agent, far from it. We need more market share, which I think is stupid in its own, but that's for another story. But the point is that we have got a growing business with a different mission statement, and it can be done. I recently had a streak of 12 market appraisals that I won in a row. You will continue to lose business to big corporates that overvalue. It's because their model is to appeal to people's greed. This very week, I had a call from a client who was upset. She instructed Foxons instead of us. A three-bedroom detached house on the A3. I valued it at $625,000. I sold the neighbors for $620,000 2 months earlier. But he went to the market with Foxons for $900,000, hence ringing up very upset. In the end, you ask yourself, do you actually want a client who is that? I can't say anything but stupid. My point is that we have to make sacrifices, all of us. We could be the greatest generation of estate agents. We have something great here in Best Agent. I already took a few bullets, and now I'm proudly a part of Charlie's movement and running into battle. Who is with me? Teddy, thank you so much for that story and that voter support and to hear that it's actually working for you. And I wanted to add to this for any agents watching this that I know what you're thinking and I know what you're saying. Charlie, look, we're good agents. We care about our customers. We don't want to be dishonest. We absolutely want to be straight with them. But in the face of such overwhelming lying from the overvaluing corporates and other overvaluing agents, you just don't get a chance to win the business. So this is a nutshell, and this is something I'm going to go into a lot more on Best Agent Day, 27th of June, which if you haven't already registered for it, do, because the daily bonus, the daily early registration bonus is coming down. It was just 10 days ago, it was £480. So this is free lead credit, right? But the early registration bonus today is £380, and it's free to register, it's free to attend. And on the link to this page is below, go and check it out because all agents need to come along with that. On that day, I'll go into more detail about exactly how you really can end up winning, as in having a more successful business, okay? A better quality pipeline, higher fees, lower fall-through rates by not overvaluing, than by flogging the very dead horse of overvaluing in the vain hope you'll be the one that overvalues the most to get the business and then gives yourself the least profitable business you can get. I will go into a lot of detail on that day, but I just want to do a 5-minute answer to the question. People say to me, Charlie, you've never been an agent, so what do you know? You don't know what it's like out there. It's not that easy. We can't do it. It's true, I've never been an estate agent, but I have had estate agency businesses as my clients for well over 20 years. Award-winning agents from Mayfair, from Liverpool, from Prestwick, from all areas of the country, all right? And I've seen the best and how it works. And let me just get into this very, very simple concept. The most successful agent I ever met was actually a client in Australia called John McGrath, who started his own estate agency business when he was 19 with no qualifications. And I heard him standing up and giving a talk to agents in London a while ago. He was a client of mine, but we became good friends. And he said, when you're running a business, any kind of business, there are only two ways you can spend your time: doing stuff that makes money and everything else. Now, that was just a genius piece of advice for anyone running a business. And he went on to say about how you need to make sure that you spend all your time only doing the stuff that makes money and either outsource or stop doing or delegate everything else to other people, all the non-money making stuff. But bearing in mind the fact that over 50% of listings do not sell with their first agent, and bearing in mind the fact that if you win an instruction that you can't sell, that costs you more money than never having won the instruction in the first place. Think about that, right? If you win an instruction and you spend 6 months trying to sell it and you don't, that has cost you time and money and reputational damage. It's better to walk away from those kind of instructions than to just win and hope, okay? And I'm going to use some really simple numbers now, right? You need to work out what it costs you per instruction that you win to market. And let's just say that your business overheads are £200,000 for the year, just to keep the numbers nice and simple. Let's say that you sell, sorry, that you're instructed on 100 properties a year. That means it's costing you £2,000 per property you're instructed on, whether you sell them or not. Okay, so important to understand the concept that listing properties you don't sell costs you just as much, in fact, more than listing properties that you do sell. So let's just say, again, for the ease of calculation, that your average fee is £4,000 and your average cost of an instruction is £2,000, what it costs you to try and sell it. That means that every instruction you win is either going to make you £2,000, which is your £4,000 fee minus your £2,000 cost, or it's going to lose you £2,000. It's as simple as that. Every instruction that you actually win is either going to earn you £2,000 or lose you £2,000. What's going on? This bubble, every time I do that, it puts bubbles on the screen. That's weird. Does that make sense, right? Just walk into an instruction thinking, if I get this instruction, either it's going to win me £2,000 or it's going to lose me £2,000. Okay? Just think of it in that way. And then change your approach in that appraisal to finding out whether or not you want that instruction. Don't make the market appraisal about being really likable and really earnest and really friendly and sincere. And you should instruct me and, oh no, it's definitely worth this much money. Just don't be that cliche. Think to yourself, this seller is either going to cost me £2,000 or make me £2,000. And before I decide whether I want the instruction, I'm going to find out which one it is. And respectfully and professionally, of course, just have a different discussion. And when they say to you, so how much do you think our home's worth? I would say, well, before we get on to that, can I please understand your reasons for selling, your motivations for selling, and how committed you are to selling? And then almost turn it around on them, and almost as though you're interviewing the seller to say, you know, there are a lot of agents out there winning instructions by overvaluing. That's not what I do. Most of them sell less than half of what they list. I'm only interested in listing your home if you're someone who's serious about selling it. And if you are, I will then talk you through exactly how we'll go about getting the best price the market can afford. But let me talk to you and listen to it. And I promise you, ignoring the value you put on it, right? Ignoring the number, because agents will put numbers on. If you leave those sellers, when you leave their house, with the impression like, wow, that was a completely different conversation to all the others, where you ask them lots and lots and lots of questions, and you listen to their answers, and they feel that you listened to them, and you understand their personal circumstances, they're going to be much more likely to want you than all of the other agents who are tripping over themselves to just go, oh my God, your house is amazing. It's so beautiful. I love it. I'm definitely going to get you a great price for this, which is just the cliched crap bullshit that all average agents do, okay? And yes, if you find out that they are a serious, sensible, realistically minded seller who wants to move, then you should treat that meeting, the market appraisal, not as a pitch, but as a, do we fit? Are we going to work well together? This is a mutually beneficial arrangement. I can sell your home for you for the best price available because I will get you sold in under 28 days if you're a good agent, if you're going to work with me. Right? Don't be the obsequious, suck-up, brown noser that they're expecting you to be. Be different. Be quietly confident. And don't be afraid to say, look, and there's so much evidence you can provide to show that other agents are overvaluing. And I'd like to offer you all in this video this free resource, okay? It's the website is bestagent.news. If you just type in bestagent.news, one moment, let me just get it up. Here it is. Type in bestagent.news and click on England. And you get these numbers. And these numbers will almost help you prove how badly agents are overvaluing. All right? Because look at the difference in the top row and the second row. The top row is sale agreed asking prices, not the actual sold prices, but the sale agreed asking average and median price for the whole of England. And the next line down is all the stuff for sale that isn't sold and the average asking price and the median asking price of those. And you can say, look how much stuff isn't selling. Okay? You can use this. It'll always help you with this, right? Show them that row and say, look how many properties are for sale that are not selling. Look at the asking prices on those. And now look at the prices that are selling, right? The asking prices of properties that are selling. Look how much lower they are. And there's the proof of how much overvaluing there is. Show them how long properties are sitting on the market with overvaluing agents. Go through, you know, the other agents that they're thinking of using. You don't need to slag them off or criticize. You just need to point out, look, if there's evidence of overvaluing, show them the overvaluing. Explain to them the risks. Explain to them that most people don't sell with the first agent. You are likely to be stuck with an agent that can't sell your house if you overvalue. And then when they say, okay, what do you think it's worth? You just, again, avoid putting a number on it and say, I can't tell you exactly what your house will sell for, but what I can tell you is this is how we'll get the best price for it. And all of those guys giving you other numbers, they are lying to you. You know, you can make that claim without slagging off the competition. You can just say, all the agents who are overvaluing are lying to you. And what they do is they just lie to you to get you to sign up with them, and then they leave you locked into and then you end up having to change agents or drop your price further, and that's then harder to get a good price for your house, right? So walk into a market appraisal thinking, I'm either walking out of here with a two grand profit, or I'm walking out of balloons, or I'm walking out of here with a 2 grand loss if I win the instruction. Yeah, and put it in your mind, if this is a 2 grand loss, I don't want this instruction. And if you've got that in your head when you walk in there, your whole approach and tone will be different, and it will instill more confidence in the sellers. And yes, there are instructions that you won't win because of it, but those are instructions that you don't want anyway. That's the point. Do you really want to win an instruction that's going to lose you 2 grand? It's going to damage your reputation. Just try and think to yourself, I don't want the instructions that are going to lose me money. I don't want the instructions that aren't going to sell. And just use the MA to find out how committed your sellers are. For example, are you aware of the new material information requirements from the National Trading Standards, where we have to go through this information? It's all going to be up front. And are you happy to help give me that? Wow, none of the other agents said that. Yeah, it's something that they're all required to do, and they're not technically supposed to market your property without it. They're doing it. They're breaking trading standards regulations because they're lazy and they're crap. Okay, sorry. I know. Again, don't pick them out by name, and just say any agent that is not asking you for this upfront information is not doing their job properly and breaching trading standards regulations. And you can show them the regulations. Google the National Trading Standards, the NTS, ELAT, I think it is. And show it to them and say, here are the regulations, black and white. You must not market a property without this information. And ask them. And if you've got a seller that goes, okay, well, that's good. Yeah, we're very happy to get that information. That's a sign of a committed seller. Are they willing to get contract ready with their conveyancer first before offers come in? Are they willing to commit to being contract ready to make it easy for you to sell? If not, do you want that seller? I wouldn't. I mean, I genuinely wouldn't. If someone said, well, no, we'll just wait till we get an offer. Walk away. Say, listen, all best of luck. I hope you find an agent happy to help you. I'm not prepared to help you if you are prepared to do the things that make it easy for me to sell your home. They're going to think, I can remember someone doing this to me once, right? in a different scenario. It wasn't an agent, but I remember I had three different companies pitching me for something, and one of them said, asked me a question, and I said no, and they went, well, I'm sorry, I don't want to help you then. Like, what do you mean? Well, if you're going to take that approach, I can't do my job properly, is what they said. I thought, well, none of the others didn't even say that to me. I'm really glad you said that to me, because I am serious about this. So check, is your seller willing to be contract ready? Are they willing to do the, this is AI, I think, making these things appear on screen. Check that they are a committed seller. If they are, they'll make you $2,000. If your average fee is $4,000 and your average cost is $2,000. And if they're not, then they're going to cost you $2,000 and walk away. But I cannot stress enough, avoid the topic of overvaluing, walk away if they're only interested in high value, let them go to another agent, and just focus on picking up the listings that have failed to sell with other agents. That's just the low-hanging fruit. They'll be much more likely to listen to you this time around. Right. If you are an agent watching this, please make sure you've registered for Best Agent Day, which is the day that we are going to get together and end overvaluing. We're going to try to end Rightmove's monopoly. It's an all-day conference online. We've got a whole string of speakers all day, and the whole theme of the conference is ending overvaluing. It's the launch of the Best Agent movement. It's the launch of the Best Agent Club. You've got options of two different ways to be involved. And if you register early, you get... Today, it's a £380 bonus lead credit. And on the day, you can get, there's another £1,000 of lead credit. And that lead credit is towards vendor leads. And we'll be going through on the day how Best Agent vendor leads are better quality than other ones, because we are trying to avoid the tire-kicking, unrealistic, time-wasting sellers who just got their head in the clouds are not going to sell. We only want to send you the leads that actually want to sell and are serious about it. Thanks once again, Teddy. I'm actually going to have a live stream with Teddy on as a guest. I want to do that with agents, and you can ask some questions about how he's doing those valuations and those MAs. And I look forward to doing that with you. So thanks once again to Teddy for that. It was fantastic. Thank you to all the rest of you who are watching this. Please register for Best Agent Day on the 27th of June. I'll see you on the next video. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.